Hi, I'm Christine Wiebe, Editorial Director of Medscape Diabetes and Endocrinology, and I'm here today with Dr. Eric Johnson, who is a diabetologist in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And Eric and I had the opportunity to tape the first Medscape TV show, Confronting Insulin was called. We spent a few days together in Grand Forks last year, which was a great experience for me, and I hope it was for you too. Can you tell me a little bit about what it's been like, what it was like to do it, and then what it's been like since then?
My experience filming the documentary for the webisodes was really great and interesting, and I learned a lot, actually, that it takes 45 minutes sometimes to set up for a shot that's about 45 seconds, but I enjoyed the process a lot. Our clinic staff enjoyed it. Getting it set up, being able to show off our community and our town, It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Good. So talking about the substance of it, we talked about the initiation of insulin and how that is an important point for both clinicians and the patients who have to start insulin. Do you have any new insights about what we did on the show or reactions to it? What have you thought about since then?
This really first starts with the patient, as I think it does with any clinical encounter. And we had a wonderful patient to illustrate this experience. Mm-hmm. She did a great job. I've had a number of people in our region who have given me positive feedback on it. They felt like it was a good learning piece for them. They can read it on a piece of paper, but actually watching it come alive with a real patient in a clinic setting was very helpful for many. So that is what I've been hearing over the last year since we filmed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good. So one thing that I know, and I've seen some comments on the show, but also around other content about this, is that there is still some resistance among clinicians to the idea that type 2 diabetes is a progressive disease and that insulin might be inevitable at some point in the course of the disease. Have you talked with people more about that, or, you know, what are sort of the takeaway points on that?
We've actually used this video series to illustrate this for people who inquire our program about this. I will often give them the link and tell them the registration is free and they can look at it. But you might recall that I drew that little graph of declining beta cell function, and I still do that for all of our patients. And it really helps them understand what the physiologic process is. We've also do a number of primary care-oriented education events in our region, and that's one of the central themes is the progressive nature.
So one thing that I know some people say, and I think we both agree with this, is that prevention is important, exercise, diet, all of the things that you can do to sort of slow the progression, or if you were in the early stages, maybe you could prevent it even. And so we're not saying that that isn't an important part. We're just talking about further down the road, right?
Exactly. The lifestyle components are very important at all stages of the disease. We know they might have a little bit more impact about maybe returning somebody to normal glycemia or near normal glycemia if it's done in the pre-diabetes stage or very shortly after diagnosis. We're talking about people who've had diabetes for a while, usually in the neighborhood of 5 years or more, and their beta cell function is almost always on the decline, and replacing that with injectable insulin is a reasonable approach.
And I know that you told me that a fair number of people, when they are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, have already had it for a while.
That's true. So we don't know always what their exact timeline is. Some data shows that up to 50% or more of beta cells are already on the decline or non-functioning at time of diagnosis. So we know that pre-diabetes undiagnosed stage may have been fairly long.
Okay. Well, it's nice to catch up with you again, and I'll tell people that if they haven't seen the show, they should see it. I think it really tells this story pretty well. So,
thanks, Christine. Yeah, it was wonderful to see you again, too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this, and thanks for watching, everyone.